Now, your esters may also react with Grignard reagents via nucleophilic acyl substitution. I've put this in because your CD does quite a bit of practice on nucleophilic acyl substitutions using Grignards, and I thought I might as well slot it in this part so that you can see how to use that practice. So here we've got a Grignard reagent attacking the carbonyl as usual. This thing then pushes into our tetrahedral intermediate. Tetrahedral intermediate, the minus, reforms the double bond, and we exit our leaving group, which is the methoxide. So this is an example then of a nucleophilic acyl, because again it's a C double bond O C system, and it's a substitution because the ethyl minus is substituting for the methoxide. Okay, we can do subsequent reactions if we want to. We can take the product coming out of this one here, which is our ketone, and we can take that, react it with further ethyl minus, and form finally our alcohol via our usual sort of reaction. So this reaction here then, what's the name of this second reaction? So Grignard plus a ketone to give an alcohol. What's that? Grignard plus ketone to give alcohol. Anybody? Nucleophilic addition. Remember, that's what we did in the previous.